because all the Rama says he could agree with the Rama. So in case of Achmone, so where the Musre is not even aware that the Aredim, so the Mele, it's not it's Aslamise. So then it is just verbiage. So in other words, the person thinking that no one sees was just screaming out a masking things. What kind of a hitrasnomise is it if he wasn't aware that there are Aredim? So then the hitrasnomise was just a way of joking if he wasn't aware that there are Aredim. Mashain came in the case where he knows that there are Aredim. So Teisres, the second question, Teisres can agree with the Rama that where the Musre is not cognizant of the presence of witnesses, then the hitrasnomise is not the hitrasnomise, because then it can be considered like a joke. When he says, I'm asking an AC, if he doesn't know that Adim observe it. So it's not it, as we say. Mashenkin in the case where he knows they are Adim. But Klapishmai is Galie, that Adim are not fit to be Adim. Because it's an Adim Shato Yochel Lazimo. So then you cannot say that we say is a joke on their part. So Teisve says that the Yitrasul Mise, that's Teisve in the second motion, is an effective Yitrasul Mise. So that means Chayiv Mise is anyway. Whether the Ritzeach is a Treife or a Sholem is Chayiv Mise anyway. So, but if the Ritzeach is a Treife, so then the Eidim are not good Eidim. Say this that you're Hazime. But some Mele, we cannot mention a riot in regard to the Rashtov Chakarta Hedim, because Hedim do not have to testify as to whether they are fit to be Hedim or not. Business to be sure that the Hedim are fit to be Hedim. But the Hedim themselves don't have to testify as to their own fitness. So this riot, from the point of view of the Ritzeach, would not be in any better than the raya of Rabbine. That's the second. So the second teretz of Teisves is that even when they the true in case of Achmone, so the Hiteratzmeli Mise, is not an effective Hiteratzmeli Mise. That with the Ramaz deal, they can agree, but because over there, if the Musra doesn't know that Adim see it, so then it can be that he was just joking. So it's not the Hiteratzel Mise. But Mashain came where he knows the Adim, but the Klapishmai is Galie, Uyachelchish, maybe he's a traitor. So Klapishmai is Galie, that they are not kosher to be Adim. But so it doesn't affect the effectiveness of Hiteratzmi Lemise. It doesn't affect the effectiveness of Hiteratzmi Lemise. That's the second terrence. Now, but one thing, so you have to say that in the second terrence of Teisves does not agree with Rashi and Sanhedrin the Fine Aleph. Because Rashi and Sanhedrin the Fine Aleph says that the Kabbalah Asroi, he says Asroi has to be Bifneidim. He doesn't mean Asroi, he means the Kabbalah Asroi has to be Bifneidim. So if it's not, so suppose it's Bifneidim who are not Kosholeides, so it's not Bifneidim. So the thesis, the second Russian thesis apparently will hold that there is no halacha that the hiteratzme limise has to be bifnei kosher eidim. If he doesn't know that the aridim who see it, so then it's tume milse daum, but it doesn't have to be in the presence of kosher eidim. So even if Klapishmai is gali that the Ritzeach is a treife, so still the Hiteratzmi Lemise is a good Hiteratzmi Lemise. There's a second teretz in Teisves. The first teretz in Teisves apparently holds long, that that Hiter Atzmimise has to be in the presence of Eidim. Has to be in the presence of Eidim. So Mimele, and that was Ukua Kosheleis. And that was the assumption of Teisves in the Kashi. Because if Teisves in the Kashi had not assumed that Hiter Atzmimise has to be Bifnei Eidim who are Kshira ladies, so then Jesus wouldn't, at the very outset, wouldn't have asked that question. But, so Teisves, so that's why Teisves in the first Lashon doesn't like the Teretz that he gives in the second Lashon. Because it's not like the Alfus of Rabine. Because so then the Eidim don't have to say the Mazimim do not have to testify against the Nizumim. They just have to say Imonois, and that's all. So the Meilad with the Rashtam Chakarta Hidim doesn't apply to the Hagode of the Mazimim, because it's a special Zerzakosov, that if there is a Hagode of Imonoism, then business Mechuyev to be Kayim Basis and Kashram Aslochim. But they don't have to testify and say Bifni Bezdin that the Nizumim try to be Zom. That is Bezdin's own conclusion. So there is no aloche of Idorashto Vekato 18 in regard to the Hagode of the Mazim. Mashayim can hear, so they have to testify. That's the discussion. They have to testify that the Ritzeach killed and the Ritzeach received Asroye, and the Ritzeach was Mikabu Asroye. Now Mikabu Asroye means Mikabu Asroye Bifneidim wa Koshereides. But if he's a Treife, so it's not Bifneidim. So Memele, they also have to spell out that he was Mikabu da Asroye Bifneis, that he's a Sholem. So Memele, it wasn't, the Kabbalah Asroye was in the presence of Eidim, because if he's not in Shalem, the Ritzayach, so it was not in the presence of Eidim or Akoshal Eidis. So that's the Kashe of Teisves. So then, the first Loshen, Teisves gives the Teretz, Vishem Odaz, Lino Basagub, Lechashin Laharekes Atreife, Loinela Bialme. In other words, true that Kabbalas Asroi, Hiterasim Mise has to be in the presence of Eidim. Kabbalas Asroi has to be in the presence of Eidim, but this does not affect the Chiyuv Mise of the Gav. Now, the Ram, the Chidushi Aram in Shvues, at the beginning of Shvues Apikodin, mentions a very important chiddush. Now, I don't want to go over to discuss the context in connection with which the Ram says it, because that will take some time. But the chiddush Aran, Perek Shvues Abikod. So he says there at the very beginning, he says, Vichitein, Kim di Mahaitaine Asislo, Heichedu Asrebe, Dileke Malkes, the Chayev Kol, by Shuas Abikol. So where there is no Asroya, let him be Mechuyev Kol. Listen, the chiv di beasrebe, ike malkes, viloiko, loy asrebe, chiv malkes, who di ikale, elo shehu mechuser asroi, hilkach le maisiko. The Ram has the kashe, by shuas atiko. Now, so, malkes also is by asrebe. So he has the kashe, so why don't we say that by Shvues Apikod where he didn't receive now when is by Shvues Apikod? So he's Chayim Kol. these are common means that somebody is capable of a favor and swears and there and his usual shekel. So Israel, he called Hashem Zeus, Israel called. Now, when is Israel called? So Israel called, Israel called, where he is, when there is no mountains, there is no hill. Then there is no hope. So he has the kasha, but in the case where he get a soye, so then he doesn't get malchus, let him be highly hope. So he says, listen, the king, the asker, the ike malchus, the loy gom. In the case where there was a soye, and a couple of soye, so then there is malchus, there is no hope. So loy asker, the chiyuv malchus, so the melee, every time the person, so that's a cloud, you know, if you have a malchus, obviously it applies to Mechilidis also. So that the Ram says that when someone, let's say, eats the melee, any malchus or him missing, is even a very for which is the higher missing. Let's see, I'm still Shabbos, I'm sorry, I'm biased. Every avera for which there is a chiyuv misa, or every avera for which there is a chiyuv malchus. So he has to get a soy, and kabbalas a soy. Otherwise, he doesn't get malchus, he doesn't get misa. So he doesn't mean that without a soy, and without kabbalas a soy, is not chiyuv misa, is not chiyuv malchus. Chiyuv misa, and is chiyuv malchus, without a soy. But it's a special aloha. It's a special aloha. The person cannot carry out the misa without a soy. Not that the gavre is not chayav misa. Not that the gavre is not chayav malchus. So in the kashe, the Ram assumed that without a soy, without kabbalas a soy, so then he's not in chayav misa. Because what's the deal of a soy? The deal of a soy is without a soy is not considered as a full mezik. It's not considered as a full mezik. In other words, the Meseilim have a concept of premeditation. So in other words, if let's say the murder is committed intentionally, but at the spur of the moment, not with premeditation, so it's not considered sufficiently mezik to get the maximum punishment. So in other words, the Torah has certain levels of amazing. So let's say, if someone is not amazing altogether, then it's considered a shaking in respect to Kores and Misin Shemayim too. But if somebody is amazing, even though he didn't get a story, so it's considered a full amazing vis-a-vis on Shemayim Shemayim. But vis-a-vis on Shemayim Shemayim, so there are certain levels of mazik. So even if he knows that Chil Shabbos is osa, Rav Nizor is osa, there's a chiyuv misa. But he, at the time of the Maisa Aveira, he wasn't born, so he's not sufficiently mazik to get mazik. He's not sufficiently mazik to get malchus. So in other words, I won't mention it that the case of Rav Nizor holds that Chodam Nizor has to. Because the chover is amazing anyway, even without a soil. So the Rabbonon Achilim, not because the Rabbonon hold that without a soil we have to be chayishish, that he's a shame, but only he's a chover, so he couldn't be shaking. He's a chover means he certainly knows that it's osa. He knows the terms of the Aneire. Because according to the Rabbonon, so vis-a-vis, onshin of best, misen, malchus. So there is a higher form of mazik. Not just knowing, and not just premeditation as the Meseilom. According to Meseilom, in the concept of the Meseilom, so the highest form of mazik is premeditation. But there is a higher form of mazik. In other words, when he was warned, and he was mikabel d'asroi, and if he wasn't warned, or even if he was warned, and not mikabel d'asroi, so he's not a sufficient mazik, regardless. So the So the Ram in the Kasha assumed that he is not a sufficient Mezi to be Mechuyev Mezi. So the Ram in the Teretz says, no, inasmuch as vis-a-vis Onshin of the Neshamayim, Kores, and this is the Shamayim. So there is a Chiyuv Mezi without Asroi. But Asroi is required only vis-a-vis Onshin of the other. This is Bezdin and Malkes. So even vis-a-vis Bezdin or Malkes, it doesn't mean that without Asroi, without Kabbalah's Asroi, the Gavre is not Chayim Mezi. The Gavre is Chayim Mezi even without Asroi, even without Kabbalah's Asroi, but the Gzeres HaKosuv, Beis Yomus, Asher Yati, Atzmi Mezi, from that we learn how the Alochim of Asroi and Kabbalah's Asroi, Asher Yati, Atzmi Mezi, implies that Bezdin cannot be without Mezi. So the Chayim Mezi is only theoretical. Cannot be carried out. Not that the Gavre is not Chayim. It's been finished. You could say that since the Halacha is that vis-a-vis Misef Malkes, so without Asroi is considered a Shegei. It's considered a Shegei. So the Mele, he's not in Chayim Misef. So the Ram says, Kashi is, he's not Chayim. He's not Chayim. Malkes, by Shlesa, let him Chayim go. Let him be Chayim go. Why isn't he Chayim? Come. So he says, Lechulesed, Lechimdi be'asr be'ike Malkes. The Lord come. Loi asr be'ike Chiyu Malkes. But it's a special at Zeres HaKosu. Achiyate at Meis Yunus, Achiyate at Mise, the best he can, cannot carry it out. So it's a theoretical Chiyu, this is best. Not an actual Chiyu. This is this. But Chayim Mezi is. So this is what this is. So it says, V'chitei V'shemo te'azdim ambasavim Midoloi chayshino v'harek ezat v'yve v'nil alba'o. So now go ahead. You see. So the second Russian takes this old that there is nothing lacking. They do not have to testify. It doesn't come within the scope of the Dorashtam HaKadah Eitim that the Eitim should testify as to whether the Ritzeach is a trade for a show, because it doesn't make any difference. Because Eitim, what comes within the scope of the Dorashtam HaKadah Eitim? Anything that affects the Maisavir. So, let's say, if the Nirzach is a treife, so that means the Maisavere is not a Maisavere of Ritziche that can be Mechayim Mezi. Of course, it still involves an Isar of Nirzach, but it's not so intense, the Maisavere. So, Memele, they have to testify. So Memele, we couldn't deduce from the posik vasis lekasha zomam, just because Rov is a sufficient criterion of evidence that the Eidim can testify that we know that he is a shalom. How do we know? Because we use our reasoning, because we apply Rov. Because it's true that Rov is a sufficient criterion of evidence, but it's not sufficiently strong that they should be able to say that we know that is a shalom. As if they are taking an expert. So, but from the posik of Rehiris and Nefesh, from the point of view of Nirzeach, so we see that over there, the Eidim certainly comes within the scope of the Rashtam Rakat, the Eidim, that the Eidim should say, not only that Reuben killed Shimon, that Shimon is a shalom. Because if the Eidim don't say we know that Reuben killed another Sholem, if the Eidim say we know that Reuben killed a human being, but we don't know whether he killed another Sholem or a Trempe, so then in the Vorashka of a Chakar to hate if he's lacking. So Tisra says no, but only from the point of view of the Nirzach we can learn how that Alochem. But from the point of view of the Ritzeach not, because two, the first Lashon holds that if the Kabbalah Asroi takes place in the presence, in if the Kabbalah Sasoy takes place in the presence of Eidim, whose Eides is inadmissible, let's say, if the Mitzeach is it Reife, so their testimony of the Eidim is inadmissible. It's not kosher Eides. It's not kosher Eides. So then the Hitteratz Belimise is lacking. But, Tesis says in the first Eretz, but even if the Hitteratz Belimise is lacking, he's still Chayim Mise. But there is a special Zerzakoso that basically cannot carry out the Mise. But Chayim Mise is, as the Ram in Shvut Chimisharam says in Shvut Sapikon. So Mimele, it doesn't come within the scope of the Rashul Rekata Eidim. Because what comes within the scope of the Rashul Rekata Eidim? Any item that is indispensable for the Chiyu piece of the Gavre. But if it's not indispensable for the Chiyu piece of the Gavre, even though it's indispensable for executing the Gavre, that does not come within the Halacha of the Rashul Rekata Eidim. Eidim, when Bez Sanhedrin only has this, only they all have to spell out all those items, all those data that is indispensable for the guilt of the party. But so whether the Ritzeach is a treif or a sholem, even if the Ritzeach is a treif, as long as the Nirzach is a sholem, so that means that the Avere is complete. And the Gavri is Mechuyem Mis is best. But there is halacha of Meis Yumos Achiyat Eratz B'Lemise that basically cannot carry out the Mise. But the Gavri is Chayiv Mise, as the Chiddush HaRan Shmuel says. So Memele doesn't come within the scope of the Rashi of Kav Leiti. So Memele, we couldn't learn out that Rov is so strong that it could be considered as something that was personally observed by him. But from the point of view of the Nirzach, so then we can learn out not only that Rov is a sufficient criterion of evidence, even in Foshes, but that it can be considered as if it had been grounded in personal observation, only from the point of view of the Nirzach, but not from the point of view of the Nirzach. So in other words, the first Losh, guess what it is? Alright, okay. Now, okay, this, yes?
But
the Rosh Hashanah said
that
Ramah could
agree to the
Ramah. Well, they could agree with the Ramah, because the Ramah, you see, because the Ramah's din is, in other words, if the person, the Ritzeach, or the Mechal Shabbos, the Amnizor, the Mechal Arayis, if he doesn't know that in the back room they are Eidim, so in other words, so when he says I'm Naskina Neise, you know the person should give me out Mise. So it's a joke if he doesn't know. So it's not it as a Mise. Mashainkin, where he knows, he's aware, but Klavishmai is Galye, that they are. He doesn't know that Klavishmai. He certainly assumes that they are, that he's a Sholem. I mean, you see. He certainly assumes that he's a Sholem. So the Mele, he doesn't know. He doesn't know that Klavishmai is Galye, that he is a traitor. He himself doesn't know that he's a traitor.
Well, can't you say the same thing in Rashi?
What?
Can't you say the same thing in Rashi?
No, because Rashi emphasizes Eidim, you see. So emphasize Eidim. Rashi apparently mentions a certain halacha. You see, he emphasizes Eidim over there. So the Ramah says where no one is around, is visibly around. But Bez in Sanhedrin was machmei. But Rashi emphasizes Eidim. All right. Now, the Rav Meir the Chayish Limud. Oh no, something this day says. Vidil mehar de asidu beit reif. Vim teima. Di chayv shinei siid veis chaydesh. Vim yichye laf treifu. Vim teima. Di chayv shinei siid veis chaydesh. Vim yichye laf treifu. So this is a kasha against Rabbines. So So the kasha is against Rabbi Nisrai. From what is the kasha zomam? So, but maybe the need is it right? And we cannot perform an autopsy because then obviously the need is still alive. Because if he had been executed, so there wouldn't be any din of asomer vasisalei kashazom vasisloch. Maybe it's a traif. How can the Torah say vasisalei kashazom loch? Apparently, we don't have to worry about that possibility of immune. Vim teima adechim shinisi idveis chedesh, vim yichel af traifu. So several things we can deduce from this tesis. Several things. That's why it's so important, this tesis. It's important for Hilchas Reivis. Because the Gemara says in Treifes that the Treife behemoth, the Gemara says that regard to behemoth Treife cannot survive more than Yudvei Shredish. So first of all, we can infer one thing from this. There is a Machlekes Rishenim. What does it mean? A treif in Gemara says the treif in a chaya. There is a machlekes in Gemara whether treif a chaya or treif in a chaya. And we pass like the mandoma the treif for is in a chaya. We pass. And in a chaya, what does it mean in a chaya? Everyone dies. It means he cannot live for more. The behemoth treif cannot survive for more than it weighs chaydish. And we pass. There is a mandoma who says treif a chaya. So he can survive for more than Yudvei Shredish Behemah Treifa. So there is a Machlekes Rishenim. Most Rishenim say that Treifa in a Chayo Yisam Yudvei Shredish is Vadai Gomo. But there are some Rishenim, the Ramashal, and it's a Shite in the Miri, in Chum, that it means only the Treif Behemah Treifas do not survive for more than Yudvei Shredish. But there is a mute of behemoth treifes that can live for more than Yudvei Shredish. Rob behemoth treifes, who have a perforated lung, so or a perforated heart, or a perforated intestine, so cannot live for more than Yudvei Shredish. But a mute behemoth treifes can live even more than Yudvei Shredish. But other Rishonim say no. Not even one. The Rashba says, not even one. And if a certain behemoth did survive, a treifa did survive for more than Yudvei Shredish, so it must have been a nes. Shalom b'darachatem. This is what the Jewish Rashba says. But the Mashal says, no. That b'darachatem, a mil behemoth treifas can survive more than Yudvei Shredish. So first of all, from this state's verse, it's a raya that he agrees with the Rashba. Not with the Miri and the Mashal, because he says, "Vim yichel af treifu." If Teisves had agreed, if Teisves had agreed with the Miri and the Mashal that the mute behemoth so can live, so what kind of a kashi is it? So what kind of a kashi is? What kind of a sufficient proof would it be? In other words, Teisves is saying maybe we don't go basaro. So Rov is not a sufficient proof. But when can we meet out Mise against the Nizumin if the Nidin was confined for 12 months? It doesn't mean confined. It doesn't mean that he has to be put in jail. It means that Bezdin observed him and saw that he survived for more than Yudvei Shredish. So... But Monefsher, if he agrees with the Mir in the Marshal, so there is a mute. So if you don't go Basarov, what kind of a Rai is that? So obviously, Teisa Shita is like the Rashba, that it's not just Rov behemoth treifes in Chayes, but it's all. And if something happens, it's in S, as the Jewish Rashba says. All right, that's one thing. Then something else that we can see from this Teisa. Many Alochas we can infer from this Teisa. Chites of Ramnatam, Chum, Zvochim, in many places in Shasis, that this whole aloche of Treifo in a Chayo, the whole aloche of Treifo in a Chayo applies only to Behim, but it doesn't apply to another, because Odom is Lemazin. So a tree for Sodom can live. It doesn't mean that he has to live, but yeah, of course he's a misukim. But there is no such this fact of treif in a chayo does not apply to treif in Sodom, only to treif in Sodom. Now Teisve says that kashe chishni is in the chinesh ligabi treif in Sodom. Ligabi treif in Sodom. So we see that Teisve is chilik on Rabbi Tamshidi. So not aloha. First of all, it's a raya from the Teisve. The Teisve agrees with the Rashbo that treif in a chayo means all, it's 100%. And secondly, that is chelik al rabbi netam, that even treif Sodom is in a chayim, even treif Sodom is in a chayim. Then something else we can deduce from this thesis: the thesis is chelik al shitas Rambam. Now this is very important in regard to treifes. It's not so important in regard to shchita, but it's very important in regard to treifes. Now, the Rambam says, "Hayyur is a treifes potter." So the Rambam says in Perek Veis Milchas Ritzeiach Ushmiras Nefesh, Halacha Ches, "Hayyur is a treifes afal b'sheichel b'sheise umala b'shuk hariz potam dinod." That means gneshamisim neshamayim is chayev. V'cholodom b'cheskas sholem. והירגין הרק, עד שיבודה בוודאי, שזה טריפה, ויאמרו הריפין, שמקו זו אין לתאולו ביודום, ובו יומוס, אם לא ימיסנו דבר אחר. אם לא ימיסנו דבר אחר. So the Rambam says that what determines טריפה is not the יוטחס טריפס that we find them in the name. But reifim, they determine. In other words, in order to determine whether a person is a treif or not, we have to consult the doctors. If the doctor says that he is a treif, so he is a treif. The nirzach is a treif, he is a treif. If the doctor says he's not a treif, so then he's not a treif, and the ritzeach is chayimizim. Does anyone have the Rambam in Cheshrite here? The Rambam says in Perek Yud Milcheshchita Aloche Yudveis, Aloche Yudgimu. So after mentioning the list of treifes, the Yudches treifes, so the Rambam says Ve'in lehisif al treifes elu klal. We cannot be meisif. Let's say we say treif in a chayo. The Rambam paskens treif in a chayo. But suppose doctors would say there is a certain makke that in a chayo, let's say terminal cancer. The behemoth has terminal cancer in the stomach, so it's not a treif. It's not a treif. But doctors will say, "I'll tell you, the behemoth can't live. Can't live." So it's still muta. All right, it might be awesome on the score of misukenes, but it's not treif. Ve'im lehisiv al treif esev shekol sheira li behemoth lechayo leiv chutz meilu shemono chachmidiris orishenim ve'iskimu aleim mibodidin Yisrael. אפשר שתחיה, ואפילו נדע לנו מדרך הופוא שאין סויף על יחייס. So, anything not mentioned in the Yitches Treifes, So he's Muteres Bachile. Even though all the Reifims tell you, you cannot play, it doesn't matter. V'cheneilu shemonu v'omru sheim treifi, av al pi sheyire b'darki ofuo, shebiyodeinu shemitzos amayinu memisim, v'yefsha shetichye mehen, ein l'chol ma shemonu chachomim, shenev ma al pi atira sheyiruch. In other words, and if a behemoth has one of the interest treifes, so we pass the treife in a chayo. But suppose b'darki ofuo, it will be established that he can live, so it's still a treif. In other words, that treifo, that the not living is not the mechayev of the shem treif. Treife is based upon aloch l'mishim sima. But the mandoma who says treif in a chayev, so it's only a statistical fact. It's not an essential fact. It's not the thing that makes, let's say, a behemoth that has a nekev in the ray, a perforated lung, or a nekev in the membrane of the heart, a perforated heart. So is it treif? Is it treif? So it's in a chayev. So it doesn't mean, why is it a treif? Because it cannot live. The best ray is, there is one Tani who says treif chayev, and still he agrees that it's also bachile. So according to him, we have to say it's a special tzarzakoso, that these behemoths, these makis, give it a shem treif, even though it can live. So the same thing is true even according to Mandoma, who says treif in a chayev, so it's only a statistical fact. It doesn't mean that this is the thing that makes it into a treif. You see, that's the distinction between the isa treif of a behemoth and the isa of putzuadako, that is also loving bikaladishem. So by putzuadako, let's say if the genital organs is mutilated, so then is a putzuadako is also loving bikaladishem. So there the Gemara Yivome says that the whole halishem of putzuadako is based upon the fact that he is incapable of having children. But if he's capable of having children, so then he's mutalome b'kala l'shem. In other words, today they perform miraculous operations they were performed upon certain men that were whose genital organs were mutilated by the Nazis, yimach shmo, and then through certain miraculous operations they were able to have children. So they are mutalome. The Amuta Love Bikaladishem. I mean, I had in New York before I moved to Chicago. I mean, so I had several such shailes. I mean, now it's too late for such a shaila because it's so removed from the Holocaust. So, but because over there the Halishem of Putzuadako, the Halishem of Putzuadako is grounded in the fact that he cannot have children. So Mele, if he can have children for an operation, so then he's not a putzuadako. Masheikim by treife, so the isa treife and the shem treife has nothing to do with being able to live or not. The best raya is a good mandoma who says treife chayo. So the mandoma who says treife eino chayo, see, it's a statistical fact. This is, so in other words, so treife have nothing to do with the isa treife. The Rivim have nothing to do with these things. But Ligabi Ritzeach, so the Rambam says that we have to consult the doctors. V'cholodom v'cheska sholim v'ergenera kachivod v'vadesh and v'trifo v'yimro Rivim shemako zuin lo toholo v'odom u'bo yomus im liimsem v'vrache. So, what's the pshat in the Rambam? The Teretz is very poshut. Ligabi these are treife, so it has nothing to do with chayo not chayo. The inner chayo is a statistical fact. And even let's say it'll be nishtana hateva. And all the treifes will be able to live. There'll still be treifes, a perforated lung. Now through operations you can do many things. So many makis that without an operation it is fatal, but with an operation, so it's not fatal. But that will not change the isa treif of the behemoth just because he performed a miraculous operation upon the behemoth, because it doesn't depend upon the inner chayo. The Inachayo is a statistical fact. Mashirim came by Ritze, by hearing is a treifa, so he's potter of Mise. Why is he potter of Mise? Why is he potter of Mise? Because he's potter of Mise, hearing is a treifa, because he's a gavur teile. So why is he treifa gavur teile? Just because he has a perforated lung, he should be a gavur teile? So, because if, let's say, if he's the kind of a treifa, in a, he has a certain sickness, a certain maki, out of which he must die. He must die. So mele is a gavur teile. So that depends. That depends upon the doctor. Not it depends upon the doctor. So in other words, let's say, according to the Rambam, if somebody killed a tuberculosis person, let's say 50 years ago, he would be potter of Mrs. Best. Because 50 years ago, there was no cure for tuberculosis. But if somebody will kill a person who has tuberculosis, now he'll be higher reason. Because it depends. So, because whether a person is a Gavak Taylor or not, depends upon the availability of a cure. Not whether on a theoretical level there is a cure. Of what avail is it to the person who has tuberculosis that theoretically there is a cure? Of course, theoretically, there is a cure for cancer too. There is no doubt that there is a cure. But man hasn't discovered a cure. But of what avail is it to the person who was killed, the Nirzach, that theoretically there is a cure for terminal cancer? So what? But right now, unfortunately, no one has a cure, so if somebody will kill a person who is afflicted with terminal cancer, so he'll be potter of Mrs. Bezdin, he'll be Ritzeach, he'll be Chayim Mizni Shemaim, he'll be potter of Mrs. Bezdin. So, if 10 years from now there will be a cure, so then, if someone will kill a person afflicted with terminal cancer, he'll be Chayim Mrs. Bezdin. Because the reason is why one is potter is because he's a Gavak Taylor. Gavak Taylor depends upon the facts. So it might change. So 50 years ago he was a Gavak Taylor, anyone who had tuberculosis. Now one who has tuberculosis is not a Gavak Taylor. That's the Shitas HaRambam. So what we see that they, so in other words, the Shitas HaRambam is that the treife of Gavak Taylor by Odom does not depend upon your tres treifes. But some mele, this fact of Yidvei Schedesh, what did the Gemara mention? What did Teitzvahs get Yidvei Schedesh? From the Gemara Ligabi Behemo. So we see that Teitzvah Shita is that the treifo of Odom Ligabi Gabi Teilo is the same treifo as Ligabi Behemo. Otherwise Teitzvahs couldn't know. The Rambam doesn't mention Yidvei Schedesh or not. According to the Rambam, it doesn't make any difference if doctors will say that if a certain person has a certain, is afflicted with a certain sickness, out of which he must die, because unfortunately we don't have a cure for it. Even if the doctors will say, well, this terminal cancer, so he might live a maximum of 2 years, he'll still be a treifa. As long as there is no cure available, so he has a din of a gavak teile. But Teisves applies the Yudvei Schedesh, so it's a raya, the Teisves is chilik on the Rambam. And then the Shem Kubetzes, at the end of the second period in Bava Kamei, mentions in the name of Rabbi Yosef ibn Migash, who was the Rambam's Rebbe, the Rambam's father's Rebbe. So he says that treife ligabe ritzeach, that his potter depends upon the tres treifes of the him. So it's not like the Shita's Rambam. But we see that Teisves, Shita is not like Rambam. All right, now, the next Teisves. Rav Meir v'chai shlimud. V'nikomel Rav Meir v'nikom arecha achlinon. Mashma. Mashma v'kam lek Rav Meir v'chai shlimud. V'kosh v'firik alikei abehimo. Posik Rav Yechen kepshim gam liel. Doma alikei abehimo v'nikom l'vichovim. V'ptura min apchirik ishibno koruch achel. Mishim v'mrach melei. Elohim kiyoro. Aber mit am Cholov loim ifta, aber gab der Rebbe Himes in der Chilvis al Kiyelvis. So Rabbi Yechonin paskens like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that if someone buys a behemah from a nochri and then she had a vlad, so that vlad is p'turam napcheil only kishibno koruch achel. Kishibno koruch achel. In other words, if the other vlad that she was meinig, the is koruch achel. So that's a raya. That's a raya. That it's the child of that baby. Because if it hadn't been the child of that baby, it wouldn't be so cold. So that is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam instilled it in the instinct of the behemah that every baby behemah is koruch after the mother. How does the behemah know? I mean, it's not so intelligent. I mean, a human being, a baby, doesn't know who his mother is. But a baby behemah instinctively feels who the mother is. So that's a raya that this baby is the child, is the offspring of the baby, the mother. So mainly the next blood that the mother gives birth to is not a pro. So only if it's koruch achel. But suppose the behemah has an older, has is meinig, nurses one child, another behemah, and that baby is not koruch achel, then it gives birth to another baby, so then it's chayev misofik b'preir, the other baby. So in other words, we don't rely upon the fact, after all, why we could rely on the fact that most behemahs are not able to produce milk. I mean, this is a biological fact. So until they give birth to a child, but there is a mute behemoth, the mute behemoth that can produce milk even if the behemoth did not give birth to a child. So on the fact that it can nurse, that it produces milk, we don't rely. But on the fact that the older child, the older baby, is koruch after the mother, we do rely. So that means, this is what Rav Shimon Gamliel says. And Rabbi Yechonin paskens like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So it's a raya, Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees with Rav Meir. Because if Rav Shimon Gamliel had agreed with Rabbonon that we go b'sarov, so even without koruch achel, we should take it for granted. Now, since the behemoth, the big behemoth, is able to give milk, it nurses, so it's a raya that it gave birth. It gave birth. Otherwise, so it wouldn't be able to give milk. And so Mimele, if it gives birth to another baby, it obviously it's not a b'chor, so we don't rely on that. So it's a raya that Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees with Rav Meir. There is no attachment. But there is a mute behemoth that are chilveis, even if they don't give birth. I mean, it happens even to women, unmarried women sometimes. So of course it's symptomatic of a certain glandular condition, but it happens. There is a mute. Al mechashin le mute. Avol gav leke hazoke ba de mute. Di amrinon eike behemo becheska shelo yoldo. Adra behamid vada becheska shinikol bechiva sheyuchum bimeime. So we see that Rabbi Yechonin paskens like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Shim Gamliel everything. In other words, that's the first question. The two Rav Shim Gamliel says two things. First of all, Rav Shim Gamliel says that on the fact that the behemoth gives milk, we cannot rely. So that's like Rav Meir. because we have to say she's from the Beimis, Shechel Veisapov Bishaloyom. And then he says something else, that we do rely on the attachment fact. If a certain young Beheime is called after a big Beheime, so it's a riot that it's the child of the Beheime. So mainly the big Beheime gives birth to a child, so it's a riot muchachas, that it's not the firstborn. So Yechon and Pasu is like a kingdom in regard to the second thing. But the question is, why do we have to resort to the second thing? Since Rabbi Yechon and Pasu is like a Rabbonon, we rely on Rob. So even without the Koruch Achel, even without the Koruch Achel, we could take it for granted that this big behemoth already gave birth to a child because it gives milk. The answer is, suppose we know that this behemoth has a certain... We know that this Beime was able to give milk long before it gave birth. That this Beime was able to give milk from the moment that this Beime was born. So then, we certainly cannot rely on the fact that it's crazy that it already was given birth, because we know that this Beime is a special Beime, a special creation. But, we'll see that there is such an attachment between another baby and this baby. So then it will be a riot that this big baby has already given birth to this older baby. And then the next baby to which this baby gives birth, so it's definitely not a problem. יש רבי חוקוס כמוס לבוא נורח מלכילות להפנין על איך שרואים את זה שרואים לכל אופן רואים היו נטרים אותם פה, ויאפשר, בין לסקד ראשי, ויאפשר מרפשים גם מיליו סובה בכל אופן, בין לסקד ראשי, ומרפשים גם מיליו את מיליו את הדבר הזה. So why does רפשים גם מיליו say, because of מרחמה, because of כל האחר, he, that רפשים גם מיליו himself is referring to such a case, where we know that the big behemoth, they have the same condition, that enabled her to produce milk, without giving birth to a child. So that's not true, but it means a whole thing. I thought the child has come here with high school movement. It is far from it, because it's something that's a pretty monkey, because of a new husband, Rabbi Hanano, a woman, she does pussy, and he got a monkey, because of a mayor. So it's a guy that he doesn't pass for a man, who was so used to that he's not human beings, that has to show you what's a concept of a man, and that's a different Trabono, a bit Trabono, to the mayor's people. ועוד יום הרבי יחד ניסי תמעמידים לימוד מוריאס ופינס בשנייקה הוא סתומי כרמיה that מוריאס, this is why, שמן של דום so יחד ניסי is the guy from Roshna Mishne that Mishne holds that מוריאס שמן של דום in the of Akum of the Mizosa Banro Mizosa Banro. Why? Because they were new in the Chobim, who used to mix the Shemen Dogim, the wine with wine. And the wine was wine lesser. So it was a banoy. So anyway, according to the mayor, Shemen Dogim, in those days, that there was a meat that was mixed with wine, so it was also banoy. So the meat and movies is really this Nike, that is cheese that is made out of the relative of certain behemoths that were used in the place of Zohar. So melee was of Sabanoi. So the Yechon is indicted from the Mishneh, who is coming to Rameya. So that means that according to Rabbi Yechon, that Mishneh calls it Rameya, the Chashin on Yehude, also ma v'stam ha-chakim ha-chlekes. So in Alohek is Stam. ובאחתי מחלקת ולשפוע אקום ועוד אמר אפשר גם מילה כל ששו שיש ידי בעודו אין נאיבו הול אישו סופי קאבי אפילו נופן מהגד ולא אוכל אחי because if someone dies and he has no children so then she spoke of me his wife but if he had a child but the child died so then he's not spoke of me suppose he had a child and the child was an evil. So then it is just as if he didn't have a child. So then she's cuckoo him. So the question is, suppose he died. And then suppose the person died, the Ochamez died, and he left the child, but the child died within 30 days from his birth. Now the question is this: was the child that was born and did not survive for 30 days a Neiful? So then it's considered as if he wasn't survived by child. So then his wife is Kukolim Mechlitz. But if it was not an Neiful, but he died because it fell off the roof. So then it wasn't an Neiful. So Abshim Gamliel says, because if he died naturally, that would be in 30 days, then that in itself would be a raya that it was a premature baby, and that's the reason as to why he died. But suppose he died after 10 days from the birth, because Ochle Aru or Nofum Nagar. So then it's no raya that he died because it was premature, he died because of an accident. So can we take it for granted that it was a mature baby, it wasn't an Neiful, and because of that accident it perished within 30 days? Or, and what we can take it for granted that it was a mature baby because all Vlodeis who are born mature, not premature, or we have to be chayish for new babies that are born undeveloped. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, that means Rav Shimon Gamliel is chayish lehutin. The reason is why Hashem Gamliel says that we require her to have chulitze, and we don't rely on God and say it was a mature baby. So the baby, she is mutaras leshuk without chulitze because of a special takon. Because people will not know that this baby lived over 10 days and then it got killed because it fell off accidentally from the roof. But people say they heard that the baby died. They'll circulate the rumor that the baby just yawned for one moment and immediately after birth it died. So then it would be a Neiful. And then when people hear that because of such a baby, so the mother was allowed to shoot without chulitze, they'll say that even a Neiful patterns the mother from chulitze. So because of that, the Chachom won't miss Akim, we shouldn't rely on them. So it's a special rabbi.
Because of highly reported, we should be here. The more asks, I mean, the more it proves that there is a distinction between Efshar and Loyefshar. Because if we're not going to recognize the distinction in Efshar and Loyefshar, so according to Rabbi Meir, what could we say about Pesach Rikotchi? Pesach Rikotchi and Ma'idah Lima. So the question is, why doesn't the Gemara mention the Raya from Gosha Taive in the Mitra? Because of Taive, so we should hear that in the Raya, we have a male in the Mitra. Hello, Mr. Rabbon. Roche Torich, Roche Nam. So, so was the time it was us. So any Jew wanted to be also, we had to be marked from. But then the Torah says that after the mitzvah. So then it was a tayriz muter, so the Torah says that was a tayriz muter. How can it was a tayriz muter? How can it was a tayriz muter? Maybe it's great. So how can the Torah explicitly say so that it's muter only in the mitzvah of a tayriz? So, but it should be a sophie of tayriz. So obviously, if there is a way of job, I wasn't demoted. Mentioned that I would come with a tie. The Torah says that after the mitzvah, so it was a tie with me. It was a tie with me, probably. It should be a tie for the tie with me. I don't know. So the reason is why the demoted doesn't mention the Ayah from the Tiger, because over there the Torah says because Tiger is Mutter. Now the Meir is not Chesish, the Reis is only in the Rabbana, so in the Chename, in the Rabbana, we cannot use it because Tiger. Who says that we are allowed, so according to the Meir, in the Chename, you're not allowed to eat. So it goes without saying that even with the Rabbonon, so we can be makhriv pesavikotchim. I mean, it's inconceivable that according to the Meir, you cannot be makhriv a korban pesach. Anyway, is loche porech hoche name she machmer sholech posach v'al. So v'afilu machmer b'shor posach. So first the Gemara said, and if you are going to say Lochaname, you cannot eat Boso. So there is no Boso time. But when the Torah says Boski Sadan Afcholach of Boso, so that's Midraiser. So the Meir is not Cheshi, he is not Cheshi Shulmiut. But how about Pesach Mikotchi? So even Midrabonon, you are allowed to be Machri Pesach Mikotchi. So we must say that the Meir distinguishes between Anyway, this is the Meir that is only Cheshish from Rabbanon. But in the Raisa is not Cheshish from Yehute. But there is a Loshin in Teisves, that Pivot, that says that the Meir is Cheshish from Yehute even in the Raisa. So in other words, so there are two days in Teisves, whether the Meir is Cheshish from Yehute only in the Raisa, whether the Meir is Cheshish from Yehute only in the Rabbanon, or is Cheshish from Yehute. That's the kasha. Why does Gemara have to ask from Pesach Mikotchim? The Gemara could have asked from Boso Taive. But I mean, why would Boso Taive be better than Pesach Mikotchim? As a matter of fact, you can give it Eretz. Now the Gemara says maybe we are bringing, maybe we are bringing some melee. When the Torah says ki saven afshecho leachol boso. Once the Israelites entered Eretz Yisrael, then was a time we came mutar because we need more. Was a time is also maybe was a time is mutar. So Rav Meir could say if he made it, we kept all. You can you shecht the behemoth, so it's possible to make. So in other words, so Shem. But the only difficulty is Mishum the Shem of the Mokim Nekev Koshach. Alright, so this is a highly remote possibility. That's highly remote, because as far as any other treif is concerned, so you can just cut up the behemoth into tiny pieces and examine and see. But maybe Now, as a matter of fact, it's possible, let's say, as far as the if is concerned, so Veshet, so even Nekev Bimashu makes it a treifin. But Gagera is the wind pipe, so it does not make a treifin, Bimashu. Only if Nifsiko Berubo, the Gageras. Now, Eif can become Muter with one simen, with Shechting, one simen. So, Mele, so it's possible to Shecht an Eif, let's say the Gageras, and then the Veshet in there, and then you can be Mele. So it's possible. You see, machine can pass on the coach, so my friend. Alright, yes. What? No, why? Because I'm honest too. I mean, because it's. It seems a little unreasonable that Rameya didn't eat any bosom. So, but Rameya, let it be with Rabbon. But Rameya is Cheshi Mehute. So we have to say, because Eichad lo Yerusha, lo Yerusha. And even if you are going to say, it's not so unreasonable that Rameya didn't eat any bosom. In Rameya, Rameya didn't eat any bosom. So, because I'm a coach by you. All right. Now we more. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav. Roa echot shochat im ro'u mitchilo vatzin mutal echot mishchitos vim lav osal echot mishchitos echado yona di gomir. So why do we say im ro'u mitchilo vatzin without anybody observing? We know that he knows hilches. So, of course, it's good. We, the other, the Roidomo. And if we know that it doesn't know Ilchas Shchite, so it's a Pshites. I mean, why does Rav Nachman have to tell us? If we know that a certain Sheikha doesn't know Ilchas Shchite, so naturally, if someone did not observe and made sure that he Shech properly, so you have to change his maybe. He didn't Shech properly. So what do we say about what happens to the case? Well, we don't know whether the Sheikh knows the Cheshit or not. So then, Rav Nachman tells us only if somebody observed it and saw that the Sheikh properly. But why? Even if he didn't observe, in Astam, we should rely on Rav. Leim Rav Mitzuyin for Cheshit and Mumchen. Militanye, Harei Shemot Kamik Rishut Abishuk. Oy shom al shkhute lishlokh shkhay shkhay yo la khumot shokhu khaskos shokhu khaskos shokhu al ma minon khimiz shkhite mumkhine ha khana ma le yare kitin de shkhute. So how can we so what is it, so how do we visualize Rav Nachman's what he leilon Yoda de Loigom. So then he asks, if Yoda de Loigom is Shites, how could anyone say to the contrary? And so we need Rav Nachman as well as the case. Ochin Nishoch, Ad Kamon Chatzimen, Shab, Ma'u Lutim, Ad Hai Shab here, Ach Name Shab here, Komash Vlon, Ha'isru Mishra Meloch, Idoch Shemesho Shemedoz. And what Rav Nachman tells us, that even in the case if somebody observed that one semen was mishkatav, but the other semen didn't observe. So one could argue, since somebody checked on one semen, so nastam, if the sheikh had checked one semen properly, so he probably checks the other semen also properly. So he must be one of Nachman, no. He must check on the other semen also. Rashi. יודע די קומט שו מאכע בישם מיט די שריטע יער לוי קומט שו מאכע בישם מיט די שריט פשיט דה רוי מוטע דו לישוב לי דור אס קוסע ולא יראו עושה השם אשר ידוע, לא יודע איבם ולא איבם, שינו סמכים לעשות המעצים, מה כדי שידי מומחיני בואי לרבדים לבק, פעיי שברמה, רואים על ישלוחי, צי ישחי, שמצא בניתל תשליח תשאר. And then the Baki, the Mishalach, found the Behemi Shabbat, the Holach Umotzi Shabbat, So, Mar, Omalei Cheskosi Shabbat, Oimei, Mishluchi Shabbat, Afristrom, wie Holach den Mishalach, Holach umotetor, Omalei, Eiches Kositor, Monevsche. Why is it in the first case, so we say, Chesodishoch? Why? Because we assume, you take it for granted, that Ishliach does Ishliach. So in the second case too, we should take it for granted that Ishliach fulfilled his mission. Monevsche, Eichazok Ishliach, 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 So the Gemara says, so that's why in case of Tumo, so if the Chesish, maybe the Shliach was not there, but if found the Torah, maybe somebody else found it, was there, and if somebody else, so the Tumo is no Tumo, because it has to be done by the Pailim or by the Pailim Shliach. But then he asked, so why the Shlite? He found the Behemoth Shochut. So it's okay to partake of it, he can eat it. The answer is, it doesn't make any difference whether the Shliach did it or somebody else did it. And suppose somebody else did it. So, Shalom, without being authorized, but if Shach is Shach, so he's still allowed to eat the Behemoth. Oh, Shlite, Yiname, Yumi, Shachime, Shomali, Ozo, Nadus. Somebody else who is not authorized to share. What if he was here? And so we will say it. Now we talk to some of us, or Shoka, maybe to his street in Mumchi. Tumo, you mean Shachin Shom. We cannot say he found the Torah. So what? But maybe, let's say, who is it to Shimon Yuki Taylor? So Shimon was authorized to Yeshua, but Levi was not authorized. But Levi might have heard how who is it to Shimon to be there, and so he was there, and if he was there, so the Tumo is not affected. Tumo do in the Shachin and Shema Gozul Tor. How do you go to Midas? Go to Midas and go to Zimah. Ready to see the Shrik when I got to pull up our bike in the car. We go down the car. Hazok is there in the car. כל עם שלוחים, איזה שלוחים שם חדשים, אם ניקח נערס את החדש בשלוחים שם. אם אין איזה שלוחים שם, אנחנו נשחיל את אבא אין שם לא ישלו בשוחה. או, so what was the cash of more rash explained? When more says, we hate שליח את שלוחים to say, שלוחו say, so even why should it be no good? So the cash is, why should it be no good? Why should it be no aloha of shlichez? Because we can't explain. The answer is, if we are Chesish, maybe somebody else, not the Shliach. The Shliach we know knows the Cheshchiti. But if we are Chesish, an unidentified part in the Shechay, so maybe that unidentified part might be ignorant of the Cheshchiti. So the Shem Ushri, the Shem Ushri, the Shem Ushri, the Shem Ushri. So he says, Mechitecha, Halakucha, the Shem Ushri. כשתים לדליקור של מלח מסחר שאם לא חוקו כבר אין חזור אלו סוף קייסי סוף קייניס היא נעמה שומעי נשאר ושומעי שחקו יש לו מידה עשי מתחומו ושתוכו מתחומו מגם אתם נשאר אתם גם אתם רב שלוחכם ובני מה אתם נגעת רב שלוחי חמודה לאי מראי ביצועי מצוי שחיתם מומחים לאי מראי ביצועי שחות מומחים תנועים Gemara says, should we say that this question is whether he is Jewish or not, is going back like his name? So then it's Mistaber like Rabbi David is also, because he found it in the garbage. So why was it thrown in the garbage at all? I mean, in the Haman, do you not kill or not? I mean, so that's something that is that can be used for Achille. Why should any reasonable person throw away something that can be used for Achille in the garbage? And Mele is in such a case, we say that the reason is why it was thrown in the garbage, because it was Misnabel Bishchit. It was garbage. So the beautiful answer, he says, I'm not saying, and Rav Hanine, who is Mati, he holds, we do say the decision of the man. So then you ask, so why does Rabbi answer? Ubi is the Quran of the Yiddish shot. If it was the Raya, that it was Misnabel, because it was Misnabel, why should it be thrown away? The last one should be and Rabbi Hanine, the Asper should be by. Mas, of our the most of the hats in the book of the Asper should be by. The Asper should be by. So that's why when you ask us, Mas of Rabbi Hanine says, any of the most of the hats in the book of the Asper should be by. So had it been the veil, it should have been thrown, the Asper should be sure. That it was from the Ashrabayis in Zeraye, it was not this now. Alright. Omar. Rabbi Yehuda Shemotom Me'ashpo My Ashpo Ilaim Ashpo Shemishu Ho Amre Liku Amre Liku Yos. So how can Rebbe say Nirin to Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, Yiv Rabbi Hanin Elo Vach Shite Vashpo Shebribani Eime Seife Vidyu Rabbi Hanin Shabal Yehuda Shemotom Vach My Vach Ilaim Vais Amesh. So why do we say Yirvim Rav Chani? Yirvim Rav Yudha Menein. Ram Rav Kulam Atul Bisho. Elom Shite. Elom Shite. Vashu Shabayis. Kashi Terev Adonai. So he says himself. Hosekom. Yirvim Rav Yudha. Rav Chani Menein. Stop Sarguili. Biashvos. Shuk. So Rebbe is not Machria. Rebbe is just before us. When Rebbe Yude and Rebbe Hanine Achilei, and when there is no Machlekes. So Rebbe is before us. But in the case of Ashbi Shuk, so even Chanina is made it, and then Rebbe proceeds to the Mefarish that in the case of Bais, not Ashbi Shuk of Bais, so even Rebbe Yehuda is made it as Muta. Alright, but Rebbe is not Machli. Now, how do we pass him? How do we pass him? So all the Rishayim pass him like Chanina. All the Rishayim pass him like Chanina. But the Rambam pass him like Chanina. Alright. Now the cases. Oy Shoma Lishvot. Mi Kore Tone Bos Panagil Eshchote Bishuk. Vi Kal Neima Bola Eshochdua. Yod Romar. Lomar Lishvuchay. Bos Asli Ashi Eshchuto. De Ashli Eshchay Vashus Nishchato. Abdul Hoche. Cheskos Eshchuto. So that's the Chiddush. In other words, because I could say, can we apply the principle of between little shrit and umchimei if we don't know whether something illegal happened? So then we say, since we start, we don't know whether something illegal took place, so between the shrit and umchimei. Not that it doesn't mean that rob Jews. On the contrary, Rav Jews are not multiple Shchite, but Rav Mitzuyin is a Shchite Mumchimei. Rav of the Shochtim who actually Shech, no it's a Shchite. Because a Sheikh who doesn't know the Shchite will not dare Shech Shech. But, so Memele we could say, in the case where we didn't establish that something illegal happened, so Memele we rely on what we say the Shchita Mumchimei, even though most Jews do not know the Shchita, but most Jews who volunteer to share, they know the Shchita. But in this case of Omar Lishvuch, when Reuven said to Shimon, you go and check, and then Shimon didn't check, then Reuven found a job. So somebody who without any right, Shaloi Bershus, so he was shared. In other words, if somebody checks Shaloi Bershus, he's a mazik, it's illegal. So really, we could say, we cannot apply the Roi Mitzvah Yishchut Mumchei, because the Roi Mitzvah Yishchut Mumchei can only be applied when it isn't established that something Shaloi didn't happen. But here we know that something Shaloi didn't happen. That Sheikhet, that unidentified Sheikhet is a Mazik. So he is a Mazik, he didn't care to be a Mazik. Maybe he didn't care to share, even though he doesn't know the Hashem. We could ask that way. So for Mashalom, that even if we know that the Sheikhet is a Mazik, and acted illegally, we still rely, truly acted illegally, but he wouldn't undertake to share if he doesn't know the Hashem. So in other words, Reb Mitzvah the Shchita Mumchimei is not based upon the Cheskes Kashrus of Egypt. It is special Allah that most people who share, most people who say Shotone Behed Nibotan Gilles Motz. So not only Harei Shot Leizoyot and then you found the job, Harei Shemib Yulub Leizoyot. So then who was Sheikhet? The Tarek was Sheikhet. The one who stole it. So you could argue, we cannot say that the Shchita was a good Shchita, because after all, in all probability, the Ganav did it. Now if the Ganav did it, so Mele, since he's choshing at Mele, he's choshing to be Gnabi also, so we don't see it. Now, that with the septic autonomy of head, so he's still choshing. Now the Kashi is raised against the Rambam. The Rambam, I mentioned it at the beginning of the book. The Shittas of Rambam is that not only Mumarich and Nevelis Lidyon, so Bidin Saki and Nesin Lidyon, without Bidin Saki, we have to appreciate it, maybe because of the Omer, so he was Shech with this. sack of gold, and the male is clean. But even Mumea Levi Shatnus Litro, not only the male from soul, the other same say, if he's in Mumea Litro, Litro, Achei, or not Limbele, so he's not Choshet. He's not Choshet only, he's a Choshet Lezi Yomo, but he is addicted to some other Amir, not to the Lita. So according to this, she will be in the step. He need me what I'm doing, so he doesn't make any difference. True is a gamma. But we didn't see him do any Avera. Is it Avera in Vela? Is not a Choshet in the Vela? Is a Choshet in Vela? And Choshet, but according to the Rambam. So not only Mumel Yivelis Litov, he's being sacked in Israel. Without being sacked, we, so we don't trust him. But any Mumel Litov, any other, so Mumel Yivelitov, so also, so he's not trusted with the Shrik. So why do we have to say, Nino Tangelis? Now, so another, I mentioned it, because there is another kasha that is raised in the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that Mumel, so he's not trusted to the Shrikele, and we must be Beit Iksakim and Beit Nilei. But it's a Gemara in Precious, and the Rambam also fastens it, and he says this, that Achoshu Alei Sidobo, lo yiton yidole yidin, only Alei Sidobo, but Al Dobo Rachel, so he is Nemo. Only a Meir holds that Achoshu Dobo Rachel is Achoshu Dobo Rachel. But the Rambam say that Achoshu Dobo Rachel is not Achoshu Dobo Rachel. And here the Rambam fastens that even if you know the Varech of the Yom, not the Vele, so it's not trusted to the Shrike. The answer is, as the Bessi Yosef says, that according to the Rambam, there is a distinction between a Choshut, the Varech of the Yom, not a Choshut, the Varech of the Yom. Choshut means if somebody did a certain Avele once, so if somebody was a Yichun Vele just once, not a Vele, just once, he was even in South Nevele, so he cannot be trusted. Masha'imke, because he's a Choshet. Masha'imke, if he did an Avera of Shabbos in the old ones, so then he can be trusted, let's say, in Shabbos. But when the Rambam says, when the Rambam says, Mumea Litov Arachot Litov, if he's a dictator, certainly. So now in this case, some Nevele, there's no kasha from the Gisefi either, because here we know that the one who stole it is a different thing, a professional thing, maybe just the Haroi Baume, the Haroi Baume. So he stole it. We don't know that a professional thing stole it. So Mele seems we only know that someone stole it. So it's very likely that he's just the first time that he stole it, so maybe we don't have to appreciate, maybe we didn't check. So even though there is a possibility that Shliach did it, but it's very possible that Shliach didn't do it. So it's the same thing as in the case when Shliach found it. But once we say, Ein Shliach is Shliach Hussein. Okay, fine, yeah. Teisves, the Hashishua Adunoch Cheskos Yishchuto. So in other words, if we say that the Barabai is mounted, so we may, we cannot explain the Gemara that way, in the Adunoch. But there is no machleike between Rashi and Teisves. Rashi will not be chilek on Teisves, that even in the case where Shaloi Yishchus Yishchuto, Adunoch Cheskos Yishchuto, because the reason is why Rashi would not be chilek on Teisves is in the Tosefta, because the Tosefta says that even if we found out that it was stolen, so still we rely that it's Cheskos Yishchuto. Allah has come on the Hamo, where in the case where the Shliach found it, so that's not more humble than when it was stolen. So the machlekin between Rabbi and Chachamim is in two cases. One is Ashpo Shabbayis and Bishuk, not Ashpo Shabbayis. Not Ashpo Shabbayis. So the machlekin is in those two places, in those two cases. Chutz mecheresh in mikot, shemo yikalko leshikot. Shemo kolo ikotone, elu shemo yikalko lu, omahove, zeisi meres, enei shilo en chum mechadchir. Shemo kolo ikot, yavo gavdi bidev, komayo, tito nishkos en sheo, chutz mikot, elu shemo yikalko lu, imashu nidua bimu yikalko. Meres in Israel and Chum Lechatchila. Kelemar afilu Chum Lechatchila. Ve afilu Eicher in Engin al Gab. This is how Rashi explains what we saw. In case of that base, Teis was explained that in more a different way. That base of Dab. And Dab. And coming for it, the base in Chum Lechatchila in Israel. Afilu ki lehashik lekrobe. Dilme ose. Limeichal shiitu lehashik. שחיתוס המתיח שאירו שמי ישראל כגיפות הלקאמון שחיתוס המתיסו דיו בועוס על מי משקוס המעלי ומניחה השתם להכיר מי מסעסקים ברגש זאת אומרת, שתאי שזה אקספרים זה גיבור הדיפני נדת רב לטעם ישחם לטעם נחל this is not Rashi the deem that follows from this גיבור according to Rashi everybody agrees but this is a sikashe that is increasing in the saving. Because when the Ruch in the saving family, the Ruch is off to the Achim Reis, the Mashma the Eved Abke. So in other words, so from the saving we can deduce that we are not allowed to have Achim to let the Chavish in Kod Mishach into the Achim Reis and Abba. Because of the possibility that we will be out. So that is increasing in the saving. So that's why Teisves Rav Tam rejects Rashi's Pshat. Not that Teisves is really coming out of the thing that follows from this Gemara called Rashi's Pshat. But according to Rav Tam, so the Pshat Gemara is in Yisrael Chum Chachire that we're not allowed to let a Cheresh in the Mikot Sheach even if he the violent intent to use the behemoth club. So, because of Isaiah, you may also have made how she need to lehachs your shkotos. According to Adam. V'chulon sheshochtu v'achim v'yum v'yisot shkotos v'shim. So here the Mishnah says, even a Cheresh in Mikotin, in the Rosh Hashanah, as long as we know that they won't be Nabil, they would not one of the five Pesukim of Shechita happen. So the Shrit is Jerry Hall. But inasmuch as he called Nacharashim Nikot, there's no Kavone, inasmuch as Nacharashim Nikot has no Das, so Meile, he has no Kavone either. So Kavone is like it. So why is the Shrit in you? You are here and pay me, so. But Kavone is like it. So Man Tanis, the Lord says, Man Tanis will be Kavone Mishrite, Kavobe Rabnosi, Kone Ishi, Sirad Mechabri, Zor Aksakim, the answer of the case, Vio Chomisho Hato, Kidarko, Rebinoso Machshir, Rachom in Beisli. So this Mishnah quotes with Rabnosi, that Shrita is Ksheiro even without Kavone. But according to the Rabbonon, so the Gemara is saying here, a Shrita of Cheresh in Mikot is not good. Why? Because Kavone is like it. Let's see the Rashi. Man Tanu bin Kavone is Shrita, Lo Cheresh in Mikot Nuchtiche Da'al Menechav, Vein Lohem Das Lishad Mishrita. The Lashon of Rashi is, Vein loem das lishabim lishrit. So it's mashma that the Kodesh Rabbono only require kavona shrit. Kavona shrit. But all the other rishonim say that even the Rabbono do not require kavona shrit. Only by kodesh we require kavona shrit. But by whom? Do not require Kavona Shrita, but we only require Kavona Sticha Simona, not Kavona Shrita. Kavona Shrita means, in other words, to be matter vain. So all that we require is Kavona Sticha Simona. To cut the Simona, and Cheresh in Mikot, do not have Kavona even to cut the Simona. Sticha Baalmen, but not to cut the Simona, in other words. Of course, we Cheresh in Mikot, cut, you know, the throat of the behemoth, and he did cut the simon because I feel ready. So obviously, the Cheresh in Mikot meant kavone to cut the neck, but he did not have the kavone to cut the simon. So, Meile, according to Rabbanon of Rabnosen, it's not a good sign. Raymond does this habit, because Tommy the Chumash is before Imam Cheresh in Mikot. יהוד פחינום ברשבירקין, הנה עם אחר של ליקות הלא קוי, ומשוכתם בו אלי, הורי פחינום, הנה עם אחר של ליקות מלחודי קוי, הלא קוי מן איקו סוליק, ומשוכתם בו אלי. So, he says, that if I'm in the Chabri, I'm in the Shiri, I'm in the Shiri, I'm in the Shiri, I'm in the Shiri, הוא טונה לו והוא אמר לו, הלוך את רבנוס. Do you know? Do you know?